I want to say good morning and welcome to Ryan Ford and also to Janelle Ford. How are you guys doing? Good morning. Welcome to the Crop Over Conversation. Thanks for joining us this morning. You know, thanks to the NCF for facilitating this here. As I was saying, it's great that we can have the faces, the voices behind many of the events, because many times we attend events, many times we see events, and especially or we go on the road and we say, yes, it's a good time, it's successful, everything, all the grandeur of it all, but we don't know about the hard work behind it. We don't know about the people behind it, the team, the sleepless nights, the hair being put. Well, I don't think Ryan got a problem. Ryan got a head of hair. I mean, but you know, the hair that you pull out when you're putting these events on. When someone says bliss, you know, that's pretty much an event. I know I have someone in Australia that does not miss it. Australia, what are we talking about? But it just shows the power and the ability of people to bring bring the people to Barbados and the events. But I want to talk about your involvement in events in Barbados and the projects that you're working on, things that we actually were looking forward to this year, but obviously changes have been made. So I'm going to toss it out there, and whomever wants to take it and go first, if Ryan want to be a gentleman and say ladies first, go ahead.
But, of course, Janelle, go right ahead.
Right. Okay, we have to start. What was the question again? I do that a lot.
Do you? But you know.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about the events that you've been putting on and the plans that you had in place for this year.
Okay. Well, firstly, the group Vida by Esquire is a compilation of basically people who throw notable events. We have the guys of Esquire who are associated with Bliss. Everybody knows Bliss. Ryan Ford, Breakfast, and Jin Ford and team. We held these events called Jin Ford High Tea. Mm-hmm. So we all have the background of service, customer experience when it comes to events, or all of the events have special elements to it. And of course, when we came together, we wanted to bring this level of events and customer experience to the road. So that is when we came up with Vida by Esquire to bring VXE, which is Vida by Esquire. Yeah. And all of the bells and whistles, all of the customer experience, all of those things we wanted to, you know, bring to the road. And of course, you know, as any band would do, we want to connect with our patrons even before. So the plan was to, you know, have a series of events, have a series of, you know, get-togethers and, you know, get to know our customer. Because, I mean, we have an idea of our customer base, but VXE is something completely new. Mm-hmm. So we want to know, you know, who's with us, get an idea. So that's when we came up with one of the concepts, Park Out. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, Park Out was built, especially now, from a health and safety standpoint. We're trying to party healthily and safely in this environment, and you know, it's just one of those. It's just a culmination, of course, of our aim to please customers and to, of course, meet, greet, and further our customer experience with who would ultimately be with us on the road.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, things have changed, you know, the best laid plans, we say. Now, in light of this here, and obviously when you're putting events on, you do know that things can go wrong. I don't think anyone saw things going this far wrong this year. But how much does your background and your experience in hosting events, how much does that help you in now trying to chart a new way forward with this in this new environment?
Well, a lot, because I remember once, I'll just give this example. We were planning a cruise, so it was kind of like a raft up situation. And the day before the event, we had no boat. Our the supplier basically double booked us. And that day before the event, we had to now look for three boats because it was kind of a raft up situation. We had to look to a boat to host all these tickets that we have sold. So what I'm trying to say is that anything is possible. But as I always say, we're into the business of problem solving. Mm-hmm. When you have a problem, we don't stick. We don't sit and sulk. Oh my God, look what happened. This mm-hmm. and self-pity. No, we're not into that. Mm-hmm. We're into problem solving. If something arises, what do we do? We go to plan A, B, C, have it down the road. Of course, you always plan for the best. Mm-hmm. But if things happen, we all have, you know, because we've had experience with events, we all just try to solve problems mm-hmm. as quickly and as correctly as possible.
Well, that being said, you have solved a problem. You have provided, no, you've come up with a concept for this year where we do take it to the road. Let's talk about that there. I mean, we're going to go back as well because there's a lot of history that I want to get into, especially when it comes mm-hmm. to promoters. But let's deal with what's happening this year, what you guys have put together for this year.
Mm-hmm. Right, you want to say?
You're referring to, good morning, first of all, you're referring to when we came together as a group to go on the road as a band?
That and then what is going to happen this year, because you are going to host an event on Kaduma Day.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. correct. So originally, obviously, we were separate as Esquire Entertainment is the guys who you referred to as Bliss. Mm-hmm. And we were doing Vida Barbados as a section that has gone across the entire region as mm-hmm. well as into the United States of America. So we were in the process the last 4 years of just expanding our wings, letting persons know our designs, our production, our service delivery, and really building the experience behind the brand. All those years, Esquire was also doing the same while doing events. While Janelle and myself, we were doing separate events, helping each other out where we can, we decided to come together. But all of the, let's say, the suggestions that we would have made or ideas that we would have come up in our head or in our circles, we wanted to now put in place for Prop Over Day in Barbados, Grand Kaduma Day. So what actually happened was we decided to do our media launch, let persons know, you know, social media went a little crazy. Every time we went out afterwards, everybody was like, oh my God, it's about time. You know, we've been waiting for something new, even though, you know, costumes are going to have their look to the designer's creativity. Persons started to understand Janelle has her whole different new style to everyone mm-hmm. else, or our service levels are different. If we drop the ball somewhere, someone is going to give first an apology and emphasize with it and then try to correct it or learn from it as they go forward. And that's what persons were really demanding when we were teenagers and young 20-year-olds and whatnot. And that's what we wanted to do. It just so happened COVID-19 did not care about skipping us and put a block on. They invited us to the party, you know. They put a block on the entire Crop Over experience. Luckily, the Prime Minister and the other powers that be were able to handle the situation accordingly to a certain extent and have asked. They've actually asked for persons that are doing events every year to come up with events and see how we can give back to society while keeping it safe. And as Janelle mentioned, that's how the whole concept came about. This concept we tweaked from our original concept, which we had plans, and the Globe driving where the event is, they can even tell you as well. We called them up early February, long before Barbados started thinking about COVID, unless you were a CNN addict. So that was the situation. We, however, revisited it, had to tweak it. And of course, we now create an environment where you drive in with your vehicle, similar to when you were a young child going with family. You stay around your vehicle. You could bring your chair. You can get out by the car. You can dance. We will also have specials on beverages, which you can pre-order. We worked out with the suppliers because we know the suppliers are hurting. The tourism industry is pretty much on pause. Mm. And that is where most of their beverages sales are going. So they've been able to give us a little bit of a wiggle room, which allowed us to also have a wiggle room in pre-ordering as well as when you get to the to the event. So you don't, if you go to the supermarket and you're usually buying a bottle for $130 something or going to the gas station, we're now able to offer it around $120, $115. So that's what the point that persons now have to understand in the relation as to why we're doing it. Also, on a safety perspective, it's a private venue. We're not going out in someone's random field and hoping that the police don't shut us down. You know, we're going through the process of all the permissions. We're going through the contract with the Globe Drive-In. You have to pay a good fee to rent there. You have VAT, you have cost cap, you have everything that the promoters normally go through. It's completely different to when you just decide a bank holiday to drive in a field and somebody set up music until the police shuts it down. It's completely different. A lot of cost is involved. You don't want that when you go and enjoy your event on Monday, Wednesday you go with your child and you step on a glass bottle. So there's going to be a cleaning team. There's going to be cleaning areas. There's security. Drive-in, normally you see a security at the front and at the exit gate. Now you're going to see 14 to 16 security members. You're going to see 12 bathrooms. So there are different elements that we've had to bring from our event experience while keeping it safe for patrons. So when they ask how come they're paying a fee to go to the drive-in, well, the reality is we had to pay a fee to go to drive-in too.
Well, you know what? This drives me to another thing, because there's always been this discussion and we recognize the importance of the events and the promoters. How easy or difficult is it? We know there are many different elements, but how difficult is it or easy is it to put on an event in Barbados? And as someone that has experience in different territories, comparatively speaking, or if you just want to do it singularly, how is it putting on an event in Barbados?
I can do a comparison when Ryan is finished.
it is a very tedious and stressful and difficult situation, and a very, very high risk situation as well. You can't live as a promoter in Barbados solely doing events. You can do that in Trinidad, you can do that in Jamaica, you can put on 10 to 20 events in those two islands under the same name. You do more than two events in Barbados, people are going to say, oh, this person, money hungry. But the reality is, first of all, you have VAT, 17.5%. Cost cap is 4 to 8%. So you're already at 21 to 25%. Then you have your actual cost, which we all know cost in Barbados tends to be high. If you decide to cater food, the dog is dead, you know? And then if you do night events, you still have to deal with lighting. So persons, obviously when we were just patrons, we would say, oh, this cost is higher and stuff like that. But I find with the assistance of the NCF and the other powers that be, we'll be able to educate patrons what really goes into an event. It's not just show up and use it. You have to pay a venue rental. You have to do a contract. You have to do deposits, even for a generator. You have to go and deposit. For toilets, you have to go and put deposits. So there is a lot of work, but the process to actually do the event, you have to go to probably seven different locations. You have to do VAT, you have to do cost cap, you have to get insurance, you have to go to the police, you have to go to the court to get the liquor as well. You also have to go and get a letter from the event side. And then if you are doing any movement of infrastructure or specific land, you have to deal with NCC, you have to deal with town and country planning, fire and ambulance. We're at 10 different places. You have to pick up, drive around, write different letters. You have to make copies, give it back into the police. You have to sit down and wait for the police to tell you when your interview will be. You're going to get the permission more than likely the Friday before your event. And the risk is that one piece of paperwork you may not have or is written incorrectly or a date or a time is off, you're not going to know until they're calling you for the interview. Then you need to run around like a headless chicken. And then when you do get the paperwork, if you have an officer or someone from the Ministry of Health or something that is not having the best of days or does not want an event to go on,
Ryan is being real with this. And it's
I'm being very real.
Persons
are behaving well. There are no real huge problems, but someone on that day is not having the best of day, or someone at your door that is working greeted them unmannerly. Your event is shut down and you've lost dozens to thousands of dollars that you've invested. Patrons are upset and then they're going to say, this brand just closed the party and took my money, blah, blah, blah. So it's a huge risk, and it's very It's almost very similar to setting up a business in Barbados as persons, as you see in the newspaper every day, talking about facilitating business needs to become easier and faster. It's the same thing with events.
But you know what it really, I mean, we got to take a break in a few seconds, but what really bothers me, and what you said just now, you know, if you hold a couple events in Barbados under the same name, they say, oh, you want to be money grabbing and stuff. But there are established businesses, retail stores. You're going weekly, monthly, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't stop going to your supermarket. You know, you're going to say, well, this supermarket want my money. Come on, you go to the same place. Yeah. I find perhaps you're not getting the respect as promoters. And Gilbert Rowe, everyone knows Gilbert, you know, and very outspoken. He says what he has to say. And he made a comment last Friday. I don't know if you guys went to the meeting at the gymnasium last Friday.
Some of our team attended it.
Yeah. And he highlighted something that we've been saying for quite a while. You know, the events drive people to Barbados, yet they don't enjoy many of the perks, let's say, of the hotels, which is unfortunate. But you know, we're going to delve into that topic and more, because we want to get into the history and so much more of the work that you've been doing through the years. When we come back, we're going to take a break for opportunity calls, but more. Ryan and Janelle Ford, they are with us this morning, sharing some information. Six minutes after 9 o'clock, we will continue with our Cropover conversation in just a moment. We're going to say good morning and send get well wishes to Mavis over there in Clapham. I understand that Mavis makes the best pudding and sauce. Why no one told me that Mavis makes the best pudding and sauce, and why has no one taken me there to get some? Mavis, we're going to make wrong things right though. So get well soon. Lots of people sending get well wishes your way. And once everything is good, once everything's set, I will come and get the best pudding and sauce, okay? Alrighty. Brass Tacks comes your way at 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's all about fireworks with Larry Mears. But right now, our Cropover conversation continues. And Ryan Ford and Janelle Jin Ford, they are with us back. And yes, we were talking about the horrors, seeming horrors in putting events on. And this is something I've been hearing for years. It's nothing new. It's the same story. Why hasn't anything changed? Let me put
I think the thing here in Barbados is that you have to force a new norm. So COVID made supermarkets and restaurants decide that we want to do e-commerce and sell online virtually. So why you didn't do it 5-10 years ago? Why? Because it was an investment. But when you travel overseas, you get the luxury. Why don't you do it? You know, there's Uber for vehicles. Why can't we do it here? Because it's a tedious process. You need to go to the unions. You need to talk to the taxi operators, the bus persons. So like everything that happens in Barbados, as well as some other parts of the Caribbean in some instances, you're always going to have this whole, let's wait until it's forced on us. Why should we be having discussions about VAT? Why should we be having discussions about cost cap? Why do we need to have discussions that all these paperwork you as an individual need to drive on the road multiple locations? Why can't we do it all online and get it back online within 24 hours to 48 hours, as long as you submit everything? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just submit it to one office?
Yeah.
Why can't you do all those things? And as you rightly said, the events bring a lot of tourists. Look at the impact of Cropover not happening. And I'm not even meaning on a local going to a South Lime every week. You know, I'm talking about the final 2 weeks of Cropover, where there are thousands of tourists in the island. There are huge events coming in. But, you know, events don't get the same luxury or tax breaks or concessions. And then you as a promoter, you are probably going to walk away with enough money to put a deposit to put on another event. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. Unless you do a very cost-friendly event, such as like a cruise, then you can get away with making a little bit more to put on maybe two more events. Mm. But I know Janelle's experience might be a little different.
No, I mean, I'm totally agreeing with you. I mean, as we were saying, comparing and contrasting the ease of business in Barbados, it is it's just not easy. And I think it really hinders young people and the youth from, you know, growing as entrepreneurs, because it's definitely not prohibitive. But just like Uber and all these other things, they were born from solving a problem. And I just came up with a business idea, like, maybe there's a company that could actually do these things for you. We may not at this moment tackle legislative problems like VAT and stuff like that promoters have to pay. But the ease of writing your letters for the police, yes, health, stuff like that, going to register your business, maybe, you know, throwing it out there, somebody could create a business that does that for promoters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that from problems, usually there comes a silver lining that can be an opportunity for, you know, a small business to get into. But it's definitely not easy, but we're in it for the long haul. So we do it. We go on the road, drive for hours, go to this meeting, go to this office. As soon as you get to this office, you need this document from this thing. So you have to go back to this office and then say, no, who tell you that? And then you have to go back thing, and then you have to change the document. So, you know, we do it. We understand the benefits of it, because there is innovation and, you know, a sense of business ethic and in throwing events. It's not just, oh, they want to have a party. There's planning. There's a lot that goes into it. So I don't ever want people to think of an event as just a money-making thing. There's lots of innovation, thinking, strategic planning, event coordination, like stuff like that, which, you know, skilled people do, and it takes a lot, and it's not just run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
You know what? Events have evolved in Barbados. If you take it back 40 years, the only thing really was going on was the tents. If you want to hear the music, if you want to see the performers, you go to the Calypso tents. You know, you had Cahabla Park, which is where you had to be, where you got to see everyone. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons you don't have Cahabla Park anymore is because you can see everyone even before you get close to that time in the year. You know, and then we went from just having basic events, basic limes, to having the all-inclusive events, the events that have all the bells and whistles. Do you think when you take the events and add all the bells and whistles and the frills, is that taking away from the cultural side of it, or do you think that is adding to the overall package of what we do?
No, I think it actually enhances it. It gives a preview. For example, I used to love to go to Cahabla Park, even though it was at the National Stadium, and back then, as you mentioned, you would walk across a piece of plywood on the grass. You can't give people plywood now in a fair in 2020, you know. It's completely different. It has changed. But I used to enjoy the environment that I would come and see stilt men and stilt ladies. You know, you would see the Green Monkeys. You would see the Big King and the Queen production. Mm-hmm. But through our younger years of going to these events, we slowly saw it start to slip away. They removed the King and the Queen, they removed this element, and then it was just show up to a regular stage show that you get throughout any time of the year, performers coming on late, entertainment going late for either their fault or the production side, and things started to slow down. So within our own individual events, we started to add those little frills. Like in for example, in the event that I put on with some other cousins, breakfast is the Beijing experience. So what we do is we know it's the final day, there's no more Cahabla Park, but when you come, you're going to have all Barbadian food for breakfast, all Barbadian food for lunch. You're going to get a rum punch, because we're the birth of rum. You're going to have snow cone vendors around there. You have the Mother Sally's, the Green Monkeys, the Stilt Men and Ladies. So it adds, and you have the chatter houses as well. You have everything that persons would recognize when driving around Barbados, going down to Bridgetown Market, going to Conga Line, which I know you didn't mention just now, but I wish NCF bring back Conga Line and Cahabla Park. I know it's a painful feeling. But if we could bring back Conga Line and Cahabla Park, it would be superb.
But obviously, to bring those back, there will have to be some tweaking. You have to find a way to then make it palatable, to make it presentable, accepted by those that. Because obviously the people that party back then, the people that party because Conga Line, for example, late 90s into the early 2000s. Those people that were free and unattached and perhaps didn't have many obligations, they now have their mortgages and 3 or 4 children and the white picket friends, so those younger people now that you want to target. So I guess that's where you guys come in to try to find the angle.
Yeah,
I have heard whispers about the Conga Line coming back and whatnot. I don't know if it's true or whatnot, but you know, even Janelle can talk on her style of event. Like it starts to involve the art side of it. Like in Barbados, we have a lot of great artists and designers and very forward minded persons. Mm. However, we, as you said, there are a lot of things in place that slow down that process. And I guess Janelle can touch a little bit on that there.
Yeah, and I mean, for our generation, it's about, we have to cater to what we want. It's a new style of living. New needs have come about. And even so, for example, my team consists of younger people than I am. And they as well have new needs. Like some things that I do, they're like, you do that? Or you on Facebook? You know, so as you get older and a new generation comes, you have to satisfy, you know, new needs. So with everything, it needs reinvention. And the thing is, when we go abroad and when we see other cultures, other experiences, you know, people come back and say, you know, when I went this place, they had this. And you know, when I went this place, they had this. And what we try to do is, you know, elevate our experiences as well. It's not that we copy concepts or it's not that we think, but we will, those are the things we want. We now want a champagne service because when we visited on vacation, we realized that champagne has so much culture and so much things. We want to bring this to people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are new needs. And of course, you have to price everything and you have to take, an element of money in mind. And for example, when we did our high tea, it took that into consideration. You've got the upscale, feel and experience for going rate. And what we did, we created cabanas, we created that, you know, outdoor upscale type of feel. And you can still come and don't have to burst your pocket to be there, you know? So as the generations, as we move through generations, we want new things, we want more things. And, you know, it just has to change. I wouldn't say change, we have to evolve. Mm-hmm. And it's just evolution.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Just to add on, I think what needs to happen is they need to put someone in place to say, you know what, we want this change completed within 6 months. Yeah. Even though 6 months is a long time, we want this change to be 6 months, because the usual process is Janelle is going to have an opinion. I'm going to have one. You're going to have one. 500 other people are going to have opinions. The NTF is going to have their own opinions. Government is going to have theirs. The police call. Everybody's going to have theirs. And then what's going to happen is, okay, meeting adjourned. We're going to come back in another 2 months and have another meeting. Yeah. We're going to start the paperwork, start the ball rolling. And then you're going to hear you need to put it in the legislation. And we know legislation is probably one of the words alongside COVID-19 that you do not like to hear. Because legislation is going to be discussed during this government. It's going to be discussed in the last government. Because these same things that we're talking about now was discussed across multiple governments. And if you're saying Gilbert Rowe is talking about it, he's been talking about it probably 10, 20 years because he's been in the industry. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about. So why does it have to take that long? It doesn't take that long for you to tell me to pay my tax or to come to the supermarket or to do something. So why does it take so long to advance events in Barbados when other islands that traditionally were not stronger than us in events are popping up? Like everyone has sun and beach and sand in Barbados, but we need to be able to create avenues for us to create a different experience, like what Janelle is mentioning.
Well, it's great that we have innovators such as yourselves, you know, to try to give us events, try to give us that one-up, because as you mentioned, it is very competitive out there. And once upon a time, you say, yeah, come for crop over, because everybody can crop over. Why? Because we've got all the international flights coming here. Why? Because, you know, everything here. But now, I mean, even St. Vincent, they have the international airport now, so they don't even have to come through Barbados anymore. You know, you go in Vincent, go straight there. You get on a plane straight there. You know, same with St. Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, all the same time of the year. So we need to reposition ourselves where we can indeed be competitive. And I mean, even beyond the region, the other festivals in North America and Europe are growing and people are looking to go there. I mean, I attended the Ibiza Soca Festival last year and, you know, you see.
You're a real party man.
I take opportunities when I get them. You know, but there are festivals out there. There are opportunities out there. So we can't just sit and think, all right, there are going to come to Barbados. There are options out there. But, you know, let's bring it back here and now talk about what is happening this year, because in case they just joined us, I want them to know what is happening, what you guys are putting on.
Right. So we have, I guess Janelle's stuck for words there, but we have this event, VXC Park Out. We all grew up going to the drive-in, so we decided months ago we want to go to the drive-in. We had the discussions, we're there. Come in your car loads. You can come, you can bring an empty cooler, cooler with ice. You could pre-order your beverages. So as I mentioned, we work with the suppliers so we can get you better rates than if you have to go to the gas station or supermarket. That way we can prepackage it, have it ready for you upon arrival. If you need to top up, we have that. We're bringing the crop over kind of feel, the Grand Kaduma feel, where we're going to have live performances. We have some surprise performances, which we also haven't mentioned. We're going to have DJ entertainment. There's going to be the lighting aspect of it. You're around your vehicle. So we also have our snow cone carts, which have been traditional in Barbados, but has also been traditional to our individual events as well as our personal experience. So we're adding what you would normally get when we were section holders, now becoming a band, and giving you a tease of what the band would want to do on the beverage side of things. But at the same time, the experience of the entertainment and the environment, it is there.
Mm-hmm. And of course, again, can't help but mention, we want to do this safely because, you know, COVID has become our new norm. We are dubbing it bubble in a bubble. So you come with people you are comfortable with and you can party in your own bubble. You can mingle if you feel like, but we want to create the culture of social distancing while partying, because you know we will create an atmosphere that's still very I don't want to say all inclusive to get people carried away, but all encompassing. Mm-hmm. And you know, so you could party amongst people, party with people you are comfortable with, because this is the new norm. Mm-hmm. And of course, we, as he mentioned, the entertainment, everything else, so you know, in order to have a great experience.
The other thing too, we met on a site visit just Wednesday with the beverage sponsors, and all of them, for the first time, all of them all agree at the same time, because when you go, everyone has their own opinion. They were like, you were the first persons to attempt doing this, and they think it will set a trend, because, you know, when locally you create something, you always have everyone, why they gotta do that? Why they gotta do that? Then someone bops over from another island with a different brand, puts it, and all of a sudden, it's the world's blessing. Like, we never, ever used to have cooler cruises. Never. You had drinks free, or you buy by a bottle or by a cup. Yep. And Barbados has the most cruises per capita probably in the world. Could probably compete with Croatia and Yacht Week, you know? But all of a sudden, cooler cruises became the thing. It became more expensive. Yeah. And all of a sudden, everybody wants cooler, cooler, cooler. So the suppliers, what they said is, how did y'all come about this? We said, well, you know, if y'all give us an ease instead of us doing cooler, because you can't track how much revenue you make or your branding, because it goes straight into the pet bottle. What we would do instead is we will sell it cheaper than I'm going to fill up my cooler at the gas station and the supermarket. So give us a breeze and we could give the consumer a breeze. And that's exactly what the whole concept is with the drinks. And we want Barbados to understand that that's the reason for the pre-ordering, as well as when you get in the event, we can top you right back up, and you don't need to go and fill your cooler at a supermarket or a gas station at a higher price. No disrespect to the supermarket and gas stations. Everyone has their avenues, but it's just the reality.
That's cool. You know, it's all about innovation. If they want more information, how can they get it from you guys? Where can we find you? On social media?
You can find us on, you can find us on Instagram, Vida by Esquire. We all have our separate pages as well with Esquire and Vida Barbados. Ryan, do we give, you cut off there. My page as well, which has all the information, is Designer Jay Angelique. That's where you see my designs and the information for the events. Am I missing anything besides your phone number, Ryan?
You missed that, and missed that rightfully, but you can, you can still find me on Instagram as Ryan G Ford at Instagram. That's it. You can find me there on the Instagram.
And I also want to mention, we will have the biggest viewing instrument utilized at the event as well. You know, we always talking about doing things new. We also talking about having new experiences. Now, this is a new experience. We're going to be utilizing the screen. So that you could imagine how impactful that would be. So again, it's all about innovation, using what we have and creating new experiences.
And one other thing too is, if you get hungry, the drive-in also has a menu. The Globe Drive-In is going to do their food, because the same way we work with the beverage sponsors, we're working with the drive-in that, you know, they want an opportunity to show their new menu. Of course, to still like the burgers and the rotis and whatnot, but they are handling.
Never get old.
They are handling the food themselves. Everyone has grown up getting some food from them. They've now revamped their menu. It might seem some items are the same, like as you said, the fan favorites, but they've also have rotis and the chicken wings. They have bread and two, as we're Barbadians, they have bread and two and fish cakes there. So the Globe Drive-In will be handling all the food aspects, so definitely look out for their menu as well.
Well, you know what, Jane, Janelle, and Ryan, thank you very much for spending some time this morning. Shout outs to Paula and everyone over there at the NCF. I know they're listening right now. Thanks for the hookup. You know, we're looking forward to hearing more from you. We appreciate the work that you guys do behind the scenes. I know everyone doesn't always get the chance to know who's doing the great work behind the event. So thanks a lot for sharing that information, and all the best to you.
Thank you as well. Same to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Paula.
All right. That was another Crop Over Conversation. I think I'm going to the driving.